This is Holy Land Moments, featuring an excerpt from Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's recently released biography, The Bridge Builder, that tells the story of Rabbi Eckstein's life work in bringing Christians and Jews together. On today's program, Rabbi Eckstein continues talking about the fellowship's Isaiah 58 mission, a program that helps Jews in the former Soviet Union.
The JDC, the Jewish-run Joint Distribution Committee, was interested in Eckstein's activities, which were complementary. But its directors had concerns about him and his organization. He was still an outlier in the philanthropic Jewish community. Alan Gill, the CEO of the joint, said, "There was a lot of trepidation among the staff and the lay leadership. People didn't know what was behind it. Why was a rabbi doing this? A rabbi advocating for evangelicals was confusing." Eckstein assured the assembled members of the establishment that he and they were on the same side. "He challenged us at that meeting as a major Jewish organization to open a new chapter in our relations with the evangelical world," Gill says. "People were impressed by Yekiel's work in the former Soviet Union," says Gill. "There was no glory there, just helping a lot of elderly people." The JDC decided to go ahead with a joint venture. Over time, Eckstein channeled more than 100 million of fellowship donations to impoverished Jews in the former Soviet Union, the Balkans, and Ethiopia through the Joint Distribution Committee. "In the matrix of Jewish life, Yael is absolutely central," says Gill. "To me, it's just stunning that these Christians care about needy Jews. He's the one who awakened that concern."
The Fellowship is pleased to announce the release of Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's biography, The Bridge Builder. All proceeds from the sale of The Bridge Builder go toward helping poor Jews in Israel and around the world. Visit holylandmoments.ca to read an excerpt from the book. That's holylandmoments.ca.